Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Yod Mishnah He. Here we'll continue to quote Pisukim from the Torah that tell us how we destroy an in Haninahat. Mishnah says, Hake take, but we'll continue reading the continuation of Pasuk, Et Yosheveha Irahi Lefi Hadev. Kill the residents of that town by sword. We're here using the word Yosheveha Ir, residents of that town. We're including here even people who inhabited that town for a very short time of 30 days. They were just there temporarily for a 30-day stay. They're included in the Heshbon, in the number of people who are in the town. For example, if you have a donkey driver or a camel driver who are just staying here for a very short time, they're staying in the town, we count the members of this caravan as part of the townspeople, and therefore, if they didn't worship idols, they could save the town. They're counted in the math with the townspeople. They raise the population of the town, and therefore the proportion now would be different. And if they were innocent, then they could save the entire town, and that's how it works. For example, let's say I have 100 permanent residents of the town, and 51 worshipped Avodah Zarah. So you would think that's an Ir Haninahat. But let's say there were 10 more who stayed for a 30-day period and did not worship Avodah Zarah. So now the number becomes out of 110. So 51 out of 110 is not the majority, so they could save it. But it also could go the opposite way. If they did worship Avodah Zarah and they were part of that town, let's say 49 worshipped Avodah Zarah out of 100 permanent residents. And not an Ir Haninahat, you don't have a majority. And then these 10 townspeople, these 10 temporary townspeople, they just came for 30 days, they did worship Avodah Zarah. So now you end up with not 49, but 59 out of 110. And therefore that's a majority, and you would then call this town in Ir Haninahat. The Pesukim continue, and it says, Aharem ota ve'et kol asher ba, you should destroy it and everything that's inside of it, ve'et behemta, lefi harev, and all of its animals with the sword, ve'et kol Shelala tikbots el toch rehova. All of the property there you should bring to the center of town, the sarafta ba'esh, and it should be burned. Et ha'ir ve'et kol shelala kalil. All the property should be fully burned. L'adonai Elohecha v'yeta tel olam lo tibane od, and should never be rebuilt. So we learn from here, Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. Mikan amru, nechse sadikim shebetocha ovdin. All the property of innocent people who did not do any idol worship are burned in the town. The fact is, the Pasuk says, V'et kol shelala kalil Adonai Elohecha. All of the property in the town is burned to Hashem. The all here is including the property of the sadik, of the innocent. V'shel resha'im, ben shebetocha, ben shebechutzala, hare elu ovdin. When talking about the property of the guilty, people who did worship Avodah Zarah, whether it's in town or outside of the town, it's destroyed. The Pasuk here also does say, V'et kol shelala tikbot el toch rehova, that you have to gather all of the property. And that's telling us that all of the property of the guilty, all of it, whether it's in the town or out of the town, has to be fully destroyed. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Yod Mishnah Vav will continue to read Pesukim and learn Dinim about an Ir Haninahat, a corrupted town where most of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shene'emad v'et kol shelala tikbots el toch rehova. The Pasuk says that all of the property has to be gathered within the town square. Im en la rehov, osin la rehov. If there's no square in the town, if there's no open area, we have to make it. So a town could be an Ir Haninahat even if there is no square, but they have to build it in order to go through with the process. Hayeta rehava hutzala konzinota letocha. If the square was outside of the city, they bring the square inside of it. In other words, if there was a wall separating the city and the town square, they knock down that wall and they rebuild around that square to make sure that it's included in the city. They should completely burn in fire the town and all of its property to Hashem. So we say shelala. Shelala means the property of the town has to be burned, but not the property of heaven, not the property that's owned by Hashem. So what are we talking about? Mikan amru, based on this, Hachamim said, ha-hekdeshot sheba yipadu, if there are items that were dedicated to the Bet HaMikdash, they should be redeemed, and the money sent to the Beit HaMikdash and not burned because they are the property of Hashem and not really anymore the property of the townspeople. Utrumot yirkevu. If there's teruma, which is the portion that is separated for a Kohen and it was already given to a Kohen, then it should be left to rot. We can't burn it. It's too sacred to be burned. Ma'aser sheni v'kitvei hakodesh yiganezu. If there's ma'aser sheni, the portion of food that's separated, of produce that's separated, that has to be eaten in Eretz Israel, and all writings that have holiness attached to them, they should be buried away in Geniza. They're also too sacred to burn, too holy to be burned. We also learn another thing, another idea from the Pasuk, Kalil Adonai Elohecha, that she can be completely burned in fire in the town, and all of its property has to be burned. Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im atem osim din b'ir anidahat, ma'ale ani alechem ki'ilu atem ma'alin ola kalil lefanai. We learn from here, if you carry out the judgment against an ir hanidahat, it's Hashem's going to consider it like you brought a korban ola, which is also kalil, it's fully burned before Hashem. They're both fully burned, so therefore, it's if a person goes through with it, he is sanctifying God's name, and he's like, it's bringing a korban. It should be a small mountain, should be a heap, all the property over here, and it should never be rebuilt. We learn from here, you can't even make a garden or an orchard in this spot. Not only a building, but anything. Divrei Rabbi Yosei, the opinion of Rabbi Yosei HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo tibane od. Says Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk says, it should not be built again. Lekemo shehayeta in anivnet. Aval na'aset hi ganot pardesim. Says Rabbi Akiva, it can't be built to what it was before, which it was like houses. That it can't be rebuilt to. But it could be rebuilt into gardens and orchards. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosei HaGalili. The pasukim continue. V'lo yidbak biyadecha me'uma min ha'herem. No part of the forbidden property is allowed to stay with you. You can't really steal it. Or Hashem is going to turn away from you. The pasuk says, Lema'an yashuv Adonai me'haron apo. Or Hashem is going to be, in his burning anger, turn away from you. We learn from here that as long as there are wicked people who take the property of the Ir Hanidahat, if they're in this world, Haron Af Ba'olam, Hashem's anger is also in the world. If these people, these wicked people, are perished, if they perish, if they die off, then the anger of Hashem is also removed from the world.